neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Month of Tammuz, as every Hebrew month, one of the matters about the Hebrew months that are related to a special name, holy name, that is the letters of the Yud and the He and the Vav and the He. So the order in every month changes, and that's according to the is related special pasuk in the Tanakh in 24 books. So this month of Tammuz is related to the pasuk that is brought in Megillah, that it says Vechol ze einenu shoveli. That means all of this is worthless for me. Who said this?
Haman
said. So now, if you pay attention to this verse, so you get the name of Hashem, that is He Vav He Yud. That is Vechol Ze Ze finishes with He, and then Einenu finishes with Vav, and Shabe finishes with He, and Li finishes with Yud. So we have these four letters that actually it's the name of Hashem, but it's not in order. So now, we have to see what's the connection between this verse and this month. So the message of the verse here is that all of this is worthless for me. What did Haman mean?
All the money in the world.
Who was Haman?
The right hand of Ahasuerus.
The prime minister of Ahasuerus that ruled over how many countries? 120, that means the whole world. Yes, whole world, he was in charge. So now, what did he have besides being the prime minister? What else did he have?
Money.
Money, a lot of money. What else? How many kids he had? 218 kids. 218 kids. So now here he says, all of this is worthless for me. So now, what's the relation with this attitude that Haman had and month of Tammuz? So month of Tammuz, we have the 3 weeks that we're going through. Till Tisha B'Av, we start from 17 of Tammuz. The Bezat Hashem will not be any Tisha B'Av this year. So now, what are we doing 17 of Tammuz? We fasted. Why did we fast on 17 of Tammuz? Because five things happened. The tablets were broken on the 17 of Tammuz when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom came back. And then Am Yisrael they were involved with worshiping the golden calf, so he broke him. What else happened on 17 of Tammuz?
The wall of Jerusalem was...
The enemy...
They came in
to Yerushalayim, then
they
Sefer Torah was burned, and then it was replaced by an idol.
And put the idol in the...
Like, what else? The Korbanot was stopped. Yeah. So now here, so the main thing that happened, actually, that we fasted for was when the tablets were broken. So why Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom broke the tablets? Why did he break him? Why they were worshiping the idol?
They thought he's gone, the Moshe Rabbeinu. They need a new leader.
And so the delay was for how long?
6 hours.
So that means if they would have waited another 6 hours, so this might would not happen.
Yes.
That means we would not need to fast. So 6 hours made the whole difference, that actually everything had to be renewed. So that means when they came out of Mitzrayim after 210 years, so this actually was the conclusion, because they stood by Har Sinai, Hashem spoke with them and gave them the tablets. So now here is the main matter that caused all the disaster, because people were impatient. So when does people become impatient? When does that happen? Sorry?
Always.
But why?
They only get what they want to get and they take time and
So that means whatever status that you're at that moment is not good enough. You want something better. So that's what it means. Right?
Yes?
So now here, so now it makes sense, because the name of Hashem that is related to this man that is derived from the pasuk about the Haman that says, all what I have is worthless. Why? Why is worthless? Why? Because one single human being in the whole world is not bowing down to him. That means all the money he has, the respect that he's given, and the whole world is bowing down to him, but one person is ignoring him. How could be such a thing? So that means everything that he has, but missing one single human being that is not bowing down to him, is worth
nothing.
So that means at the time that they broke the tablets, they felt, you know, we're missing something. Why are you missing something? Everything that they wish to have, security by the cross of glory, man, water, Aharon, Moshe's brother, they were all there. So no. So now let's say you have the latest model car, right? So you're happy with it? So yes, why not?
Yeah,
you know. It's comfortable, it's nice. But the air condition doesn't work. Are you as happy?
No.
No. But why? Because something's missing there. But the comfort is not 100%. But why? Because as long as your feet, the way it should be, it's not working the way you expect it, so you cannot be happy. But enjoy the other things. Even it tells you how much air you have in the tire. So what else do you want? If it was able to tell you how much air you have inside of you, then Mashiach would come. How much Ga'ava you have, how much ego you have. So let's say you have a suit, very expensive suit. When it buttons, it fell down. Are you happy?
No.
You're not happy. Why? Why are you not happy? How much the suit cost? $850? How much the button cost? 50 cents? What do you mean? Instead, you're wearing a suit that worth $849.50. But you're not happy because you're missing one button. How do you fix it? Isn't that something? And that's how it is. Unfortunately, we don't appreciate what Ribbono Shel Olam has given us. We don't show gratitude. We're not happy enough to show at least
whatever I have, I'm obligated to enjoy it. And that's what exactly the whole disaster came about. That's what we're mourning all through this time. And that's what exactly the whole negative force of this month is. It comes from this wicked man. They call Zeh, Eineno Shoveli. Haman said, so I have everything. But one single person is ignoring me. And that's how it is. In life, many, many times we feel, I'm ignored by this, I should get the respect. They should listen to me. They should value me. But I'm not happy. Why? Because I feel I'm being ignored. And I'm not myself anymore. And that's what exactly happened.
The holy luchot, the holy tablets were broken. Why? Because they felt something's missing. And that's how it is in life. And that needs lots of awareness that any time I feel that something's missing, I have a duty to fulfill it, to fill it up. That's the task that I have. Now, Chas v'Shalom, feed a vacuum and then cause a disaster. And that's what exactly they did. They panicked. So you cannot be, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? And that's what exactly all the side effect comes about. People become disappointed, they become depressed and unhappy, they become angry, they become very sensitive. Why? Because they feel, we're going to know, something is lacking. The air condition doesn't work. What are you going to do now? Roll down the window. Get a bad bazan, go like this. Yeah?
Enjoy whatever that Hashem has given you. And you ignore 849 and 50 cent suit because one button is missing. How could be such a thing? Because you only focus on the button.
And you keep thinking, you don't look at the, you know, the fabric, you know. You look at the, you know, the style. And you bought it on the sale too, it's half a price. Actually, it costs $1,500. And it's unbelievable thing, you know. You buy a cup of coffee from this vendor machine. How much you pay? 75 cents. You go to these, what is the places that they sell coffee? How much you pay?
$4?
$4?
$6?
Yeah. Then you go to the hotel, how much you pay for the cup of coffee?
$20?
Yes. What happened? 75 cents? $6? 20, same cup of coffee. Why? What happened all of a sudden? Why? Because when you go to the hotel, you don't pay for the cup of coffee. You know what you pay for? For the chandelier. They charge you with the chandelier and the Persian rug.
That's what you pay for $20, not for the cup of coffee. Ribono shel Olam made such a hotel for you.
It's such a hotel we made you. You go out, look at the sky, look at the star, look at the tree, look at the flowers. You know how much it should charge you? Millions! Free! You know what the hotel he made for you?
Look at the weather. Where do you find this weather? Where? He spoiled you with such a weather.
Where can you find this? You know, you put the air conditioner here. You know, every month you have to change the filter. You know, Freon, this. Look at this. What type of air conditioning in our house, Baruch Hu, makes it hot, makes it warm, makes it cold. You know what that is? You know what type of air conditioning needs for the whole Olam? Huh?
And then you worry about the button? Hashem is like, you know, give us right wisdom
to look at the beautiful suit, beautiful ride, and enjoy, and to show gratitude to the Ribono shel Olam. Bezat Hashem, we'll be able to elevate this month with a month of positive Bezat Hashem. Besorot tovot, semachot Bezat Hashem, lekol Am Yisrael. Koyel ha'neshamot, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'neshamot, neshamot sheli. Koyel ha'neshamot, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'neshamot, neshamot sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.